Connacht have announced their team to take on the Stormers tomorrow at Danny Craven Stadium in Stellenbosch. And it lines out as follows. 15, Oran McNulty. 14, John Porch. 13, Byron Ralston. 12, Tom Farrell. 11, Mac Hansen. 10, Conor Fitzgerald. 9, Caelan Blade. 1, Dennis Buckley. 2, Dylan Tierney-Martin. 3, Finlay Beelam. 4, Josh Murphy. 5, Niall Murray. 6, Cian Prendergast. 7, Jared Butler, the captain. 8, Paul Boyle. And the substitutes, 16, Dave Heffernan. 17, Peter Dooley. 18, Jack Ainger. 19, Oisin Dowling. 20, Seamus Hurley-Langton. 21, Kieran Marmion. 22, Bundy Aki. 23, David Hawkshaw. And after the captain's run was completed at the Danny Craven Stadium, I caught up with Connacht's director of rugby, Andy Friend. Andy, the captain's run is over. Team is announced here in Stellenbosch. We'll start with the views of this ground. They're quite magnificent.
They are. I've never been here before. I've been to Stellenbosch, but not to this ground. But it's quite stunning, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. But the aim tomorrow will be not to be looking at the views. We'll be hoping to watch Connacht. We're live coverage here. Myself and Tank Lanning, local Western Province, a former player. We'll be bringing it to you from 1:30 p.m. You've made 9 changes. I know you've some players coming back. That's a bit of a statement of intent about how poor last week was.
Yes, I mean, some of those players we couldn't play last week, but there are others there who we also want to give an opportunity to in the second game of the season. So, yeah, 9 changes is reasonably significant. A couple forced. We had a few injuries at the tail end or in that game last weekend. So, listen, it's a good side. I think you're going to see throughout the course of the year a fair few changes because we've got a good squad now, and players, when they get their invitation to step up, I've no doubt they will step up.
It is a big challenge coming here, but Connacht won in South Africa last year. They won at the Lions. Edinburgh were the only other Northern Hemisphere team to win. So you've got a bit of knowledge about actually winning down here. Does that count for anything tomorrow?
I think it does. I think, you know, previous to URC starting, we'd had victories down here against the Cheetahs and against the Kings as well. So we do know how to win in South Africa, which is a positive. We did beat the Stormers last year too at the sports ground. But they, you know, that was at a time in their season when they got stronger and stronger as the year went on, and that, as everyone knows, they ended up as eventual winners of the competition. So they're a great side. It is going to be a challenge coming here to their home turf, Stellenbosch, and trying to knock them off, but I'm full of confidence we can certainly give them a good shake.
Tom Farrell, starting at 12, he hasn't done that since December 2018, I should say. It's his 19th start there. So what's the reasoning behind that? What are you looking for there?
Well, I thought Tom was good last week. I thought Tom actually had a great pre-season with us, and Byron Ralston, we've moved into the 13 jersey. That's where he did most of his training during the pre-season. Now, we didn't play him there last week. We gave him a start on the wing, so we do want to see him at 13 as well. So both fellas, I thought, had good pre-seasons, and I'm excited to see that partnership tomorrow.
That means Bundy Aki's on the bench. You don't get a lot of access to him now that he, you know, with Ireland and stuff. Is that a slightly surprising call?
Oh, I don't think so. Like, we've been working with Bundy and with the RFU in terms of his return to play. He's had a few niggles when he came off that tour, so we got to, you know, look to manage him as well as give, as I said, those other blokes that opportunity. But it's great having a bloke like Bundy Aki coming off the bench. Great having him in the 23 because, you know, the energy he gives the boys and the confidence he gives the boys. And to bring a player with that experience off onto the field, hopefully at a time when we're ahead, or if not, if we need some energy, we're definitely going to get it from Bundy.
You're using your 3 players who are heading off to emerging Ireland. Caelan Blade is at scrum half, Cian Prendergast. And then you have Dylan Tierney-Martin starting at hooker. Is that just forced on you because they are going to disappear Sunday, Monday off to Bloemfontein?
Yeah, they are. And again, great to have those 3 men back in. And as you say correctly, we are going to lose them for the next 2, possibly even 3 games. So, again, we didn't see a great deal of Keane during the pre-season because of his New Zealand tour. But you know what that young man delivered last year, and he's bigger and stronger again this year. So excited to have him. I thought Caelan had a great pre-season. as did Dylan, and I think it's really important we give them a start before they do take off for the Emerging Island Tour.
How confident are you for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm confident. I don't think our performance last week was worthy of the pre-season that we put in. We're all disappointed with that. The beauty of it, I mean, the areas that hurt us was discipline and turnovers, and we control both of those. So we've had a good chat about that as a collective. No one was non-aware of the issues that we had within the squad. So if we can fix those things and produce the rugby that I know we can produce, I think we can give them a real stir tomorrow.
What's the key thing? What are you going to look for? People say games last 80 minutes, and they do, but coaches, people watching, often know very early in the piece whether a team is on it.
Yeah, I think our physicality is going to be important. So our ability to get bodies in front if we don't have the ball, and our ability to remove any breakdown threat before it becomes a threat, that's going to be really key. So you'll know within the first 5 minutes as to whether we're on with that or not. And then it is about our discipline, not releasing pressure, and about our ability to control the ball. If we can control the ball and we can put them through multiple phases, we think we've got opportunity there. So that's going to be a major part of the game. And you'll know pretty early on as to whether we're on or not.
Andy, we're looking forward to it. It's a big day for Connacht. It's an even bigger day, maybe in some ways, for me and Galway Bay FM. We're thrilled to be down here, and we hope we have a great story to tell tomorrow afternoon. Kick off 1:30.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, William, and I applaud Galway Bay FM for getting you down here, and I applaud Connacht Rugby for supporting that, and long may it continue. We need to keep bringing the game to the people, and this is a great way to do it, so great to have you on board.
Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon. So that was Andy Friend's view. As I'm down here in South Africa, and it's a slightly different setup, I also got the opportunity to sit down with the team captain tomorrow, Jared Butler, and here's his view on how Connacht are prepared for this match. Jared, the captain's run complete, team is announced, you've done all your training this week, so it's match day now, it's getting closer, this time 24 hours. In the future we'll know how it's gone, so how's it gone for you?
I think it's been a really good week. One thing, when you're on tour and you're away all together, there's really no reason to not be able to get together and have a whole bunch of conversations with anyone you need to be having a conversation with. So as far as preparation goes, I think we've done everything we can. So I think everyone's just excited now to play.
Were there some hard conversations about last Saturday in Belfast, which was a disappointing? Just the performance level, having gone through pre-season, there was something just not quite right there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, everyone was really disappointed with that first week. I think, like you said, everyone says they have a really good pre-season, but we felt like that 10 weeks had gone really well, and we had put ourselves in a really good place. And I guess the most disappointing thing is we just didn't feel like we got to show what we had worked on. Really, we let Ulster kind of play their game, and we just try to react to that, and that's not the way we wanted to play. So tomorrow it's going to be about, hopefully we come up, we finish that game having played our game and fired some shots and asked some questions to Stormers, rather than last week where we just reacted to what came in front of us, which was a good Ulster team.
Yeah, you didn't get any access into the game. That's going to be key tomorrow, because this is going to be a very big physical battle. What's coming. They're at home. They're the champions. We're told there's 18,000 sellout tomorrow, so it's going to be manic in that ground. And that win has propelled Stormers to a level that maybe rugby in Cape Town or the Western Cape hasn't had for quite a number of years.
Yeah, South African rugby, I think, they pride themselves in their rugby. They love sport over here just like they do in Ireland and in the Southern Hemisphere as well in general. So, I think it was really good for the competition, the URC, I think, to have two South African teams go so well last year, because it really kind of pushed the competition into the spotlight, I think, down here. So it doesn't surprise me that they were able to hopefully sell out the stadium here in Stellenbosch, and I think it's going to be awesome. But yeah, like you said, they are a very physical team. They've got some really exciting players that we give them a lot of time and give them space, that they'll do some crazy things. But I think if we can hold on to the ball, if we can do what we've been working on for the last 11 weeks, I think we'll put in a really good performance, and I think we'll be on the better side of it after 80 minutes.
And it's a sort of game that could go quite late as well into the game. There's going to be a necessity to stay competitive for as long as possible, so that if you get the opportunity to strike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. I think any big physical team, you want to be able to try and move them around and apply pressure over a long period of time. They are big. They are physical. And I know that if we need to be running into brick walls for 80 minutes, that we can do that. But I think best suit us would be being able to move that ball around and use the skills that we've been working on for the past, like I said again, like 11 weeks. And we didn't get to show it last week, and I think there's a real desire from the group to go out and put a performance that we're proud of and that the Connacht fans are proud of as well.
So that's the Connacht perspective on this game. Now let's have a look at the Stormers side, and they line out as follows. 15, Clayton Blomqvist. 14, Angelo Davids. 13, Suleiman Hartenberg. 12, Dan Duplessis. 11, Siabella Sinatla. 10, Marnie Leboeuf. 9, Paul De Wet. 1, Ali Vermark. 2, Andre Hekoventa. 3, Brock Harris. 4, Ernst Van Rijn. 5, Marvin Ori. 6, Junior Pocomila. 7, Hachiva De Aman. 8, Eran Ruiz. 16, Chad Solomon. 17, Quenzo Blasi. 18, Neatland Vershier. 19, Audrey Smith. 20, Marcel Tennyson. 21, Willy Engelbracht. 22, Godlin Masimla. 23, Shesa Nkomazulu. The Stormers held a press conference earlier in the week, and I had the opportunity to talk to John Dobson and Captain Ernst Van Rijn. This was on Zoom, and the quality is not perfect.
Hello, John. How are you?
Well, William, are you in town?
I am in town.
Good man.
I have landed, yes. I'm delighted to say I'm in Cape Town. I was hoping to get out to you live, but I've got quite a lot of schedule on here. But listen, it's wonderful to be down from Galway, and delighted to be here.
There's racing at Kenilworth this afternoon.
I did notice that. But
nice to see you, William. Welcome, though.
Yeah, thank you very much. A bit different down here. It's a beautiful, warm day. Tell me, what can we expect in Stellenbosch? I know it's a heartland of rugby, but I suppose there was a feeling that Cape Town Stadium's also a pretty special place as well.
Yeah, I think obviously Cape Town Stadium is our DHL Stadium, is our new home, and we made some special memories there. But like we mentioned, there's a lot of guys coming from this side, and although our goal is to make Cape Town smile, I think even with the pre-season tour, it's about the whole Western Cape and to get to different people. And when unfortunately Cape Town Stadium wasn't initially available, they decided on this venue. And I think especially with the club rugby, it's a big feeding scheme for our professional rugby. So I think it'll be a great occasion here. It'll definitely be a good vibe, good excitement, and hopefully some good weather and good rugby. So I think, like I mentioned, DHL Stadium being our home, I think we're really trying to embrace it and sort of that idea of taking rugby to the people and the different communities. I think we're looking forward to that this weekend.
I have to put it to you, John, or if anyone wants to come in on this, the last team to beat you was Connacht and Galway. That seemed to galvanise you off. You went and won the title. So that was... That was a good defeat in some ways.
Yeah, it was a tough. It probably was, because there were a couple of games where we learnt a lot from. One was a Lions game. One was an Ulster game, which we won narrowly. And we probably learnt a lot in Galway that day about how we wanted to handle certain aspects of the kicking game and. Which we made our mistakes. And I'll tell you, even though we lost, and I'm not saying because you're here, it was a good trip for us. We learned a lot. It was a good experience. It's a nice place. But we came back better for the experience. And also, I think that day we probably learned about how to handle referees a bit better. No, because our discipline wasn't good that day, you know. So it was a good, it was a bit of a galvanizing thing. It doesn't help that you remind me that was the last game.
Oh, well, yeah, you got to do the things. The hailstones were fun as well, weren't they? Okay. I think a few players have never quite seen that. I've never trained in those conditions, to be fair.
Yeah, I think it was quite an experience. We were running from cover, but there's no cover on a rugby field, so it was quite an experience, but yeah.
Last one.
John, do you have to, can I just come in for one quick one, just to John? Do you have to park the fact that you are the champions? Is that part of the challenge to say, right, that was last season, we have to get ready to rock now?
Yeah, look, I think, William, there's a big challenge with that is we can say, and Ernst said the right things, and I'll tell you the right things, but it's going to be actions out there, which you see this team on Saturday, how they work for each other. That we all know where our mindset is, you know. And I think we've also been, and we've seen that in pre-season. I can tell you, but we all have to see it on Saturday. But in pre-season, I don't think we've had that sort of output in just in terms of numbers, in terms of GPS numbers that we have put in before. But we do have to, look, I think what we have done very well is that we've seen how and got across, and the team understands the need to get better in some areas. And that we've worked on, like Ernst said. And then the second thing is that also to put what happened last season into some sort of context. It was great for the people of Cape Town, which was really important to us. But we must acknowledge that there were a couple of very tight games. That the Bulls produced a fantastic performance in beating Leinster. You know, would we have won in Dublin? Probably not. You know, so there were it wasn't the coach's friend last season. Every game was going down into the hooter, and it's credit to them and their character how they fought. But nobody could suggest for 1 second we cruised through it or we have reason for backslapping, you know. Even the final when the Bulls were without, it was an 18-13 game. It went right down to the wire. So I think we understand that. And I think where I give credit to Ernst as the captain is that we understand that we have to get better because the cliche, we've lost a couple of players, there's a target on our back, so we'll have to get better. And that's how we've trained. And hopefully that's what we'll show you on Saturday.
So that's the views of both teams and the teams. When the match kicks off tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Irish time, 2:30 p.m. in South Africa, our referee will be Gianluca Ganecki. That's his 17th league game. The assistant referee one will be Morne Ferreira. Assistant referee two will be Stefan Gildenhuis. They are both South African Rugby Union. Our TMO is Matteo Liparini from Italy. The match is live on Galway Bay FM. Please do join us for this historic broadcast live from the Danny Craven Stadium. Myself, William Davis, and Tank Lanning will be on commentary. Kick off 1:30 p.m. tomorrow, Galway time.